Look out. Today's No Sweat News gears you up for Friday's No Sweat News quiz for Slipknot tickets.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Slipknot, baby.
The Road Show over at the PNC Bank Art Center in October. Today brought to you by Staples Connect. Innovative tools for small businesses and remote workers and learners.
All right.
Just what we all want to be.
Yes, sir.
Although some people are digging the whole remote from home. StaplesConnect.com. This is hilarious. A principal in New York City was just busted trying to end the school year a week early.
Oh, why? He's the principal or she's the principal.
Stacy Goldstein is the head of a public school in New York City called the School of the Future. And she was trying to get the future here just a week early. She sent an email out to parents last Thursday saying, hey, listen, there's not going to be any in-person classes. There's not going to be any remote learning. This is the week before summer, so we're good. But listen, kids still need to sign in every day from home to satisfy their attendance requirements. And then other than that, we're good.
Yeah. The only problem, Stace, is that the parents might not be good with it.
Yeah.
The kids,
that's literally.
You are the greatest hero principal in elementary school history.
Best principal ever.
Ever.
Well, that's exactly what happened, David. The parents said, whoa, we're not ready for this.
I'm working.
Somebody kicked it up above a couple of notches. So now the school is open. After all, Stacy had to send out another email to cancel it all and saying this is all just a bunch of miscommunication.
Miscommunication.
We're not ending school a week early.
Right, the miscommunication was you thinking you could end school a week early. That was the miscommunication.
That's hilarious.
No miscommunication. You got caught.
Now, speaking of getting caught, you know, weddings, in-person weddings are back. In-person weddings, meaning, you know.
Isn't it lovely?
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's just so nice.
What a wonderful ceremony.
I like it when they throw the flowers out and one of the ladies catches it and she goes, now I'm going to be married next. Right.
And then her boyfriend runs.
Oh, it's
runs
so much
as
fun.
Far as he can.
And then they dance. And then sometimes you see someone there outside throwing up in the flowers.
Here's more on that point, David. Oh. If we're back. That means that crashing weddings is back, and it also means fights at weddings are back. And we go Dateline Ohio for this one, where Justin Crowell and William Beeson showed up uninvited to a wedding, and about halfway through tried to walk off with a case of beer, and that's when they flew a little too close to the sun. The groom picked them out and said, hey, where are you going with that? And plus, I don't even know you. They got in a fight with the groom, and then the rest of the wedding guests jumped in and beat the living snot out of these two guys.
How stupid are they?
The one guy in his...
Are you kidding? You're going to try to take on the groom?
The dude in his mugshot has no left eye.
I didn't think so.
It is completely swollen over. The reception was at a county fairgrounds. The two told the police that they were at a nearby horse show when they decided they would crash the wedding.
That was a stupid idea, gentlemen.
Very, very dumb. And now, Dateline Japan, we're going to fire this one under the heading, see something, say something. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
But occasionally, doing that brings us here. Where is here? Emergency crews rescued a sex doll after it was mistaken for a drowning woman.
What?
A couple of people saw a floating body in the waters off Hashinoi, Japan, northeast side of Japan. People fishing off the dock, they see a floating body and they go, oh my God. They call the police who rush to the scene. Scuba rescue, police, fire, even the Coast Guard rush to the scene. Upon further investigation, it turned out it was just a full body shaped sex doll floating in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
If you'd like to see the photographs of the sex doll floating and it being pulled out.
Who throws a sex doll in the ocean either?
I mean, that is the real crime here.
That's
Let's
awful.
Be honest. This is we're talking littering, people.
Yeah.
There are, in fact, after they finally pulled the thing from the water, everybody got reminded of the proper way to dispose of such items, and it's a little thing called the trash. Or I suppose you could give it a funeral and bury it if you really want.
Because some of those sex dolls, you know,
Careful, Dave.
Well, I'm just saying they're the blow up variety.
Oh no, this was the full on mannequin type animatronic.
Okay.
You know, built for long term use.
Well, because I was gonna say that plastic is terrible for the water.
Oh, awful.
So those old school, those retro dolls,
not good.
I know those retro dolls. One time. I was
careful, Dave. The idea of...
You know what? You're probably right. So let me just say this. It popped.
A friend of yours...
A friend of mine...
Had one pop.
It popped because the love was strong.
Yeah.
So, real, real strong.
If you would like to see the tweets of this, you can go to facebook.com/959therat or on our Twitter at 959therat. We have the full story there with tweets. Sadly, they're all in Japanese, but we basically get the idea.
Oh. Nice.
There she is, being pulled from the
water.
She went for a massage. I don't know what happened to her head, though. I think she got a little decapitated.
Oh, no.
Maybe
it's like
she lost her head. Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm looking at you, pal.
This is so sort of like a Natalie Wood situation with the Christopher Walken on the boat.
Not
and
good.
All this, but instead, this is the sex doll version of that.
The sex doll in the water.
Sex doll mystery.
Thank God she was rescued.
I want to find out who put her there. I want
you know
investigation.
What, Dave? You go ahead and find out. I'm going to leave that up to the authorities.
Fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.